fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 23rd day of October. This is Farmers Money with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Sam, before we get to our callers, how about a Farms Tip of the Week, sir?
Well, I've sort of shifted my opinion on this, and I want to give people my new take on it.
Okay.
I believe every gun bag should have a tourniquet in it.
Okay.
When you go to shoot, you go to the range, get in your car, every vehicle should have a tourniquet in it. You know, we talked about trauma quite a bit in last weekend, the weekend before's course, and it appears over 80% of trauma victims die from blood loss. And just with a couple of simple tools, you can get a Celox syringe now. They've got them on sale for $19. And it shoots coagulating sponges into knife wounds or impalements or bullet holes. Very, very effective. And then those things expand and use that coagulation agent to stop the bleeding. They're very fast and very effective. $19 for that, $32 for a tourniquet. I mean, for less than $60, you can have two of the most important life-saving things known to man. And if over 80% of trauma victims that die from blood loss, not having those two tools on you at all times, I think is a profound mistake. And I think that's something that everyone should have with them at all times in their vehicle, in a fanny pack, on their kit, if they're operators. You know, you should just have these tools available immediately. And one of the tips that I really liked about the class was to pull your tourniquet out of its package and Z-fold it and then stick it back in the pouch. That way, when you pull it out, it's instantly available. You don't have to unwrap it. You can just pull it out and immediately apply it, and that really speeds things up as well.
And do you have a recommendation as to a good source to get these tourniquets, sir?
Yeah, there's I carry, like when I'm instructing at the Freedom Center, I carry three types of tourniquets, okay? And one is a ratcheting tourniquet. It's made by the same people that make the X-Stat syringe. The other one is called a soft T. That's S-O-F. So Sierra Oscar Frank dash Tango, right? That's one type of tourniquet. It's the soft T. That's a tourniquet that Special Operations Forces have been using. It's gone through several versions. They used to recommend the soft T wide or W, but they stopped making that, and now the new soft T is built like the W, but with enhancements. So you can get a soft T, or you can get what's called a Cat 2 tourniquet. They're on their seventh iteration of that, improvements. So I carry a Cat tourniquet, the modern version. I carry the modern version of the soft T, and then I carry this ratchet tourniquet that's made by the same people that make the X-Stat.
And the best source to get these, sir?
Yeah, there's three places you can buy this sort of stuff. North American Rescue is one. Mm-hmm. Refuge Medical is another. And Chinook, C-H-I-N-O-O-K. Chinook is another source online where you can order these things. And the pricing on all three of these is fantastic.
Okay, let's go slowly or the beginning slowly for the first.
North American Rescue.
North American Rescue, okay. And then Refuge?
Refuge Medical
mm-hmm.
is another source. And Chinook, C-H-I-N-O-O-K, just like okay. The helicopter.
Okay. Is it Chinook.com, or how does that work?
Well, hold on a second. Let me see if I can figure that out for you here in just a second. I think if you just Google Chinook Medical Supplies.
Medical Supplies, okay.
It'll pop up.
Okay.
For some reason, I guess.
Now, there's an Israeli version of a tourniquet also. I've seen a lot of those. What do you think about those, sir?
No, I wouldn't carry those. I'd stick with the three I mentioned. The reason why I carry three different tourniquets is because so I have one tourniquet that's pre-looped.
Mm-hmm.
I can throw it on an arm. If I have to put a tourniquet on myself one-handed, I can throw it on. The other two are Z-folded and put in a pouch, so I can slip them around a leg or a really large leg, or I can stabilize the pelvic girdle. And if you have, I guess our SARC made a really good point in the class, how much blood loss can leak into your pelvic area? And the answer is all of it. You can have no external bleeding
really?
From a car accident or something and just have internal bleeding, and all your blood can leak into your lower pelvic area and accumulate there, and you could be showing no bleeding at all externally.
Amazing.
And these hip fractures and pelvic girdle fractures in car accidents and stuff, it's very important. They talk about closing the book and wrapping a tourniquet around those hip bones and holding that all together when it's fractured is a really important life-saving technique. And that large, longer tourniquet with the ratcheting system works incredibly well for that. The other thing that's sort of changed about the medical side is with tourniquets is generally speaking, there's a feeling now from testing and looking at data that a wider tourniquet is less likely to cause nerve damage or other issues. And so you're seeing a trend towards wider bands on the tourniquets rather than narrow stuff.
That's good to know also.
Now, if you have a choice of rolling up a scarf and creating a tourniquet to save someone's life, don't worry about how narrow that scarf is. Get that thing on there and stop the bleeding, because someone's
exactly.
going to bleed out in a minute or two. So
right, if it's artery bleed, right?
But, you know, most of this stuff, John, is all preparation. It's all having the right tools on you at the time you need them. You know, 95% of this is preparing properly. 5% of it is knowing the technique and getting that tool applied quickly. And the ability to stop blood loss in accident situations or trauma situations is it's life-saving and it's simple. Anyone can do it. So
right.
Why not?
Right, right. Well said. That's a great. This is life-saving information. You ready for some calls, Sam?
Absolutely. Who have we got?
First, we have Michelle in New York. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning. I have a question for Sam regarding things like the National Defense Authorization Act and the female confiscation teams, where you stand as far as hiding firearms and storable food. Where do you stand on things like that, sir? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think it's smart to hide anything. I think if you've decided to hide stuff, that you've waited way too long to stand up for your rights. There's no, if you're not willing to fight for your rights right now, put it all on the line right now, it's not going to matter. You're going to get on the train car, you're going to go to the gas chamber or to the FEMA camp, and your life is over. And so is this country. This country is over. If you're not willing to fight right now, I'm not hiding anything. You want to take my rights away? Come get them. I'm ready. Let's do it.
The reason why I ask, sir, is because there are people out there that are telling their audience that they need to give up their registered guns and hide their unregistered ones and hide their storable food. So I was really curious to see what you thought about that, sir.
Well, what does that lead to? That leads to exactly what happened in Germany. That's what people did in Germany. They turned in the guns the government knew about. They hid other guns. And when they came to put them on the train car, they're all willingly went on the train car. No. If someone comes to take your guns away, kill them.
Yes,
shoot them. Right now. Shoot all of them. As many as you can. Because you know what happens when you do it my way? Nobody wants to go collect guns from citizens anymore. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1. Do not comply. That's the only way we take our country back. Do not comply. You know, what does Galatians 5:1 say, right? It is for freedom's sake that Christ set you free. Do not allow yourself to be controlled by the yoke of slavery ever again. Now, the word yoke, the Greek word used for yoke, literally means the law. In other words, God holds us accountable to do the right thing, not to follow man's laws, right? So if they pass a law saying you don't have a God-given right to defend yourself, and they come to take your guns, shoot them. This is the simple answer. Do not allow government thugs or anyone else, any other criminal, to deprive you of your God-given rights. We are past the point of complying. We're not hiding anything anymore. And you know what? If you're in a defensive position, you should be able to kill at least 2 out of 3 criminals that try to come in your house and violate you or your family. Right? You should be able to get at least 2 or 3. Guess what? We outnumber them 1,000 to 1. Every person they try and violate, you kill 2 or 3 of them, there won't be enough of them to take guns away in about 2 weeks. That'll be over with. Right? Yeah, so yeah, my position is you should not. Anyone who's telling you to hide things has lost their mind. They don't understand history. They don't understand the mechanics of all of this, and they certainly don't understand the logistics or the morality of freedom and God-given rights.
Yeah, well, I was scratching my head because they're so dead on everything else, but when they said that, I thought of you because
Did that catch your attention when they gave
it? It did, and I was really curious to see where you stood because I had a feeling that you were going to say, weight you just stated. So I just wanted to clarify.
Well, if Americans give up their rifles, game over. Checkmate. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't register guns. Okay, we don't register guns as Americans. We do not register guns. Registration is simply the precursor to confiscation. We don't register guns. We don't give up our guns, right? We don't do any of that. We don't comply with unlawful, unconstitutional thugs. And that's what they are. They're manipulating, lying, criminal thugs. And you know, there are places in the United States that agree with me. The men agree with me. There are also places in the United States, like New York and Louisiana, where people willingly gave up their guns. I mean, there's examples of it. But, you know, look at Colorado. Look at Boulder, Colorado. They passed a law outlawing AR-15s in Boulder, Colorado. One man, one liberal turd, gave up two of his AR-15s, and one other guy gave up an AR-15. The rest of the population of Boulder laughed and said, I don't think so. Right? And it got adjudicated in the court, and it went away. Do not comply. Do not give up your guns for any reason whatsoever, ever. Unless you want to get on a train car and go to a gas chamber or get on a train car and be imprisoned in a FEMA camp, do not give up your guns, period. No questions asked. Bullets first, babe. That's my policy.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Great call. We appreciate that, Michelle. Our next caller is Dr. Kelly. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, good morning there. Oh, what a perfect day for me to call in. The sun's not even up yet, but that's okay. I want to thank you so much, Sam, for your work and for spelling out those suppliers and vendors. What is the rate for your course currently and going forward? And I'm glad to hear about the IFAC kits and the great descriptions. And so what's the proper name of your course? Combat Lifesaver is, I guess, the old name. And so thank you for that question. And then I got a couple more.
Well, we have Combat Medic Level 1 and Combat Medic Level 2. Those are the courses we offer at the Freedom Center.
Okay, and what are the rates and the times to plan for those?
Well, the course is $500. It's a two-day course. And you will see, we haven't scheduled it yet, you'll see one in the spring, probably in late April, early May, and then you'll see another one in the fall, probably in October. So that's what to look for on the schedule. But you have to have prerequisite courses. You have to have the basic tactical course. You need to have the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course. And you also need to have the stop bleeding course to get into that combat medic level one course.
Yeah. Yep. The only one you comply with is your applied kinesiologist chiropractor. All others, stop right there. Beautiful.
There's a thought.
Beautiful. Oh,
any
totally
other questions?
Cheerleading in the background here, waiting for you to take my call. And then question number two is, I'm a lefty, and I was curious to hear your take on the Generation 5 of the Glock sidearm. And
yes.
Well,
we like the Glock sidearms. Are there prettier pistols? Yes. Are there, I don't know, more attractive pistols? Yes. But we like the Glocks. Why do we like the Glocks so much? There's
function.
A couple of reasons. Amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. Glocks are incredibly reliable. Reason number one, when you have to pull your pistol and you're not using a long arm because it jammed or whatever happened, your pistol has to go bang. Okay, so rule number one, Glock's most reliable pistol out there, function-wise. you got a much more likely chance of that thing going bang than a lot of other pistol designs out there. So that's the first reason we like that. But more importantly, even for the average person that's going to conceal carry or going to open carry or strong side carry and conceal with a long jacket or a shirt, the Glock pistol has so many aftermarket accessories that you can very cost effectively fit the pistol to your hand. So if you're a 5'5 woman, you can fit the pistol to your hand. You can have a slide release that your thumb can actually reach. You can have a mag release button that your thumb can actually operate without having to change your grip on the pistol drastically. Okay, so being able to configure the controls with aftermarket control mechanisms that fit your hand gives the Glock a huge advantage when it comes to fighting and running that pistol, keeping that pistol running, doing speed reloads. It just makes it so much easier. It doesn't matter if you've got a double extra large male hand like mine, we've got a large back strap and a couple of things we put on the grip and it fits your hand perfectly. If you're 5'4" and you're a female and you want to shoot a slimline Glock, we can get you an extended slide release and an extended mag release, and you've got a pistol that fits your hand that you can operate at light speed, right? And that's the goal, is to get the pistol that fits your hand where the critical control mechanisms are immediately accessible. And that's why we like the Glocks.
Beautiful, yeah, because I have such big paws that I got a serious pinch blood blister on the Springfield XD when I
hold on,
we have the magazine.
Right back.
We'll be right back.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Future when the U.S. Marines marched to the White House to arrest President Biden. Let's continue, Sam. And Dr. Kelly, you were still making a statement before the break.
Oh, yeah. And thank you so much, Sam, for your knowledge and education and the way that you instruct. It's wonderful. And what is the tallest stock on a Glock? Like, what caliber would you recommend?
So I used to be a 45 ACP carrier because handguns are marginal in stopping power. Doesn't matter, you know, what size handgun you have. From a semi-auto perspective, I'm not going to carry a 44 revolver. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. And I'm not going to carry a 50 AE. They're just too heavy. Most people won't carry something that heavy on a day-to-day basis. But since the improvement in ammunition, which we've realized over the last 5 years, I have gone to a 9mm for several reasons. The nature of the threat has changed. It used to be that you had to deal with one, two, or three thugs, right? Somebody trying to break in your home or somebody being, you know, aggressive or criminal activity outside the home. Well, now we're dealing with crowds of people, criminal protesters. You know, Ferguson had a profound effect on me. And I asked myself a question. I'm sitting on a rooftop three stories up in Ferguson, and I'm looking at a crowd of 3,000 people in the street, protesters, some of them legitimate protesters, a lot of them violent thugs hiding amongst the legitimate protesters. And I figured there had to be at least 600 or 800 of these thugs mixed in with the protesters, using the protest crowd as sort of like camouflage. And I asked myself a question: do I really want a 45 ACP with 13 rounds, or do I want a 9mm with plus P ammunition that is now quite effective? And maybe 23 rounds or 25 rounds of 9mm. And I came to the conclusion that I'd rather have the 9 with 23 rounds. If I carry one mag in my pistol and I carry three mags on my kit, yeah, almost 100 rounds of handgun with over 450 foot-pounds of energy, which is the energy levels of a 45 just 10 years ago. Right. And so my recommendation on caliber for most people in most situations is going to be the 9mm. Now, if you're a guide in Alaska or if you're in Big Bear country out west, you may go to a 10mm or you may go to a 45, something like that. But for most people, the 9mm with plus P ammo is going to be the most effective thing they can carry. And it, you can even in a slim line, very small concealed carry pistol, you can carry a 9mm with 8 to 10 rounds of plus P ammo. So the 9 mil is going to be the choice for 90% of the folks out there, maybe 95%. And then the question becomes, what grip size fits your hand? Are you tiny? Do you need a slimline Glock? Or are you like me and you've got a double extra large palm and you need that Glock 17 length grip? Well, you can get that in a 19X or a Glock 45 or a Glock 47. That's model 47, not caliber. So it's model 45, not caliber 45. But some of these pistols have a 19 length barrel and slide assembly, which is shorter, but they have the larger grip now. And that's the 19X, the model 45, and the model 47. Right, so the Model 47 has a longer slide, but the bottom line is you can get a grip to fit your hand. If you're a woman or you're a guy with a very small palm, you can go with a standard Glock 19. That's a 9 millimeter with a slightly shorter grip. I like the 19X and the Model 45s because they have the 17-round standard grip length, the longer grip length, not the 15-round grip length. They're about half an inch longer, and they have the shorter slide, so you get a more compact pistol, but you get a big grip and lots of ammo. And then you add a good end cap to that mag, and you've got what you need.
Right on.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time, both of you, and have a blessed rest of your day.
Have a great, great call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. I like to mention the COVID section frequently because, well, quite frankly, it's the worst crime in human history. I'm not the only one saying that. We also have Dr. Michael Yaden saying that. Who's Dr. Michael Yaden? Former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's the real deal. He says it's the worst crime in human history, what's being perpetrated on the Western world right now. On the 23rd day of October, 2023. Products at my website that will help you achieve your goal, including the Liberator Rocket Heater. It'll be winter pretty quick. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Check out the Liberator Rocket Heater. One's in my living room, ready to heat up my home this coming winter. We have them all boxed up, crated up, ready for shipping. Just place your order at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And we have open lines. You had a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Sam, I ask this frequently, but it's been a while. Your comments on the price and availability of ammunition and reloading components, sir. You're on mute, Sam.
The price is going up. And until this thing with Israel, we were catching up on availability. Target Sport USA has done a tremendous amount of restocking lately. If you're having a hard time finding a certain type of ammunition, I would go there first. The primer's still tough to get, particularly high quality like the federal primers that we use for accuracy. They're tough to get. But I want to give, well, before I forget, Chinook Med. CHINOOKMED.com and integratedmc.com. That's another great place to buy medical supplies. The pricing is good and the service is good. Integrated, INTEGRATEDM, MaryCCharlie.com. Those are all great places to buy high quality tourniquets, to buy X-Stats, to buy the things that you need for an individual first aid kit or for your truck, a truck bag, something that you can carry with you at all times. These are the companies you want to look at. They're quality companies. You won't wind up with any junk.
Absolutely. Well, it would be helpful if your webmaster could make a links page at the Freedom Center website to help people.
Well, we're gonna put together an IFAC kit that our instructors carry, and we're gonna sell these at a very good price.
Outstanding.
Where you only have the stuff you really need. You know what I mean? There's there's a lot of IFAC kits out there, and I'm not impressed with any of them, to be honest. A couple places they do SOF IFAC resupply kits that they're okay, but really what you need an X-Stat P30, you need an X-Stat 12, you need a couple of packages of combat gauze that Z-folded, you need several different types of tourniquets, you need some shears, you need something to wrap wounds with, right? And there's these basic things that you need that every kit should have, and most IFAC kits don't come with them. It's really disappointing. But if 90% of your people die, right, because of blood loss, then maybe your IFAC kit should focus on blood loss. I'm just saying, you know.
All right. We have a call here, Sam. We got Trevor in Iowa. Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, good morning, John and Sam. I wanted to express to the listeners my experience with Sam's reloading class this past Friday. I went down and took the reloading class and had a fantastic experience, learned a whole lot, and just really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, Trevor. It was great to have you. And was that your father-in-law that was in the class with you?
Yeah, it was. That was my father-in-law, and that was his first experience with reloading. He hadn't done any, and I'd had some experience with it, but not the reloading the precision ammo. So, yeah, it was a good experience for both of us.
Well, you know, we don't stick you on a machine and make you pull a handle in that class. What we do in that particular class is teach people how to load the most accurate ammo imaginable. And so we talk about what to do and what not to do. And what did you find the most surprising in the course, Trevor? What surprised you that you learned?
I knew nothing about neck tension before the class. And so all that was brand new. And I was very surprised at how much that can change accuracy.
Oh, yeah. You could change velocity in a round over 40 feet, 50 feet per second just by varying the neck tension. Isn't that interesting, right?
Yeah, it was a big learning situation. It was one of those classes where I felt like we were drinking from the fire hose. There was so much information, but the way you paced it was enough to where we could retain it also. So I was very impressed with the class and had a great experience.
Well, thank you. It's always great to see you travel down from Iowa and spend some time down here, and hope to see you next year in some new training classes. You've had both the basic and the enhanced urban vehicle course. Have you gone further than that?
Nope, that's the last one I've taken.
Okay. So what you need is a stop the bleed course and a combat medic course. And you being a shop teacher, that would be really interesting for you, right? You've never had a kid nick themselves on a machine in shop class, have you?
Yeah, only on days that end in Y.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's something that that is valuable for a lot of people. They don't really think about it until a disaster happens. And, you know, I always tell this story. I was in my shop in Wildwood, Missouri, and my shop was literally 40 feet from Highway 109. And it was kind of down a very steep hill, about 15 feet, and then it leveled out, and that's where I put my shop. I built my shop, and I was in there working on the lathe, making a barrel one day, and I heard this horrible metallic crunching sound, tire screeching, and then this sound like a vehicle tumbling. And I go running out of my shop, and there's a van upside down between this 15-foot hill and my shop building, not 20 feet from my building. It wasn't a van, actually. It was a pickup truck. And there's a guy trapped inside there, unconscious. And I went up there, and I smelled alcohol on his breath, and he was unconscious. He couldn't see any bleeding. So I ran up the hill to the highway, and I see this minivan that just is destroyed. I mean, the front of this minivan is completely collapsed. This drunk guy in a pickup truck hit this minivan head on at highway speeds. It was ugly. And this guy was unconscious, airbag deployed, glass everywhere, blood everywhere. He's bleeding out the side of his neck, you know, and he's right on the yellow line of the highway. Traffic stopped in both directions right now. So I run up to the window, and I reach in the window, and I start putting pressure on his neck. I don't have tourniquets. I don't have anything. I literally have my shirt that I took off my body, and I wadded up, and I stuck it on his neck and started compressing his neck to slow the bleeding down. And then a police officer comes up to me, and he's screaming, "Get back in your car! Get back in your car! Get back in your car!" And I looked at him. I said, "I'm a trained medic. Will you go away?" And he keeps screaming at me, "Get back in your car!" I said, "I don't have a car. I live here. Is this your first accident?" The guy finally kind of came out of his yelling stupor. He was like a robot on repeat. And finally heard what I said to him. I said, get a helicopter here right now. Stop yelling at me. Get on your radio and go get a Life Flight helicopter on scene. There's a ball field 60 yards to the west. That's where he can land." And so finally he went to his radio. But, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, what's life situation, whether you're a shop class teacher, whatever, you're going to run in eventually to a situation like this, and you might save a life if you know what to do.
Okay. Anything else, Trevor?
No, that's it. Just want to thank you both for all that you do. I really appreciate the show, and I really appreciate all the classes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for, Trevor, thanks for the call. Have a great week.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the call number is 512-248-8252. My goodness. Well, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, let's see. We're talking about wintertime, right?
Right.
You should be prepared. Right. Let's talk about preparation a little bit. What does an American citizen need to have in the current environment? Well, the number one thing you need to have is a semi-auto rifle with a thermal sight and a suppressor. If you don't have those three things and the ammo to feed that machine, you've probably been asleep at the wheel. Work on it. Get it done. The time is running out. They're going to, if they take over in this next election, which they could with their fraud scheme, they will outlaw semi-auto rifles, they will outlaw suppressors, they will outlaw ammunition. You're going to see a level of tyranny and a level of overbearing control that America has never seen before. This is coming if we don't fix the election process. I'm just telling you, we are in a fork in the road right now. We either fix our election process or we deal with the coming tyranny. And so the number one tool you need is a very good rifle, a good thermal sight that identifies threats at night and allows you to dispatch them, and a suppressor that keeps your rifle from flashing in the dark. What is muzzle flash? Muzzle flash is that flame that comes out of the barrel you don't even see during the day. If you've never fired a rifle at night, you have no idea how much your muzzle flashes in the dark. You should go do that. You should go find a place you can go fire your rifle in the dark. Don't take my word for it. Just go do it. Once you understand that giant 3-foot flame that comes out of the end of your muzzle, and you see that with your eyes night adapted, and you see what an attention-gathering event that muzzle flash is, you'll understand me when I tell you, muzzle flash is the kiss of death. It is like a bullet magnet in a firefight. When your muzzle flashes, it's like a neon sign in the dark saying, shoot me next. It is the quickest way to draw fire in a firefight. So if you want bullets raining down on your head, have a gun where the muzzle flashes. And if you want to live, get yourself a thermal sight and a suppressor that kills all the flash.
All right. Well said, Sam. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hi, Sam. I have a question about 300 blackouts. I'm looking to get one. Wanted to know if you heard of radical firearms rifles. Or do you know if those are any good?
Well, I don't know anything about radical firearms. Just the name would kind of put me off. I don't know. You'd have to look at the technology of it. But what if you're going to get a 300 blackout, what you really want is a piston-operated rifle that has a pistol-length gas port and has a piston kit system. Most people that buy the 300 blackout buy it because of its performance in a suppressed configuration. And since I assume you're in Texas, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to want a suppressor for that. You're going to want a 30 caliber YHM R2 resonator suppressor. And you're going to want to load with a specific type of powder. Do you do your own hand loading?
No.
You might want to look into that because you can load a round for the 300 blackout that's far superior to anything else out there, both from a muzzle flash standpoint and also from an accuracy and energy delivered. We have a 300 blackout subsonic round that we make that puts out 600 foot-pounds of energy. And it's so accurate in a 7-twist barrel that we can take headshots at 300 yards with that subsonic ammo. And it just makes the 300 blackout very, very effective with subsonic ammunition. So what you're going to want is a gun where you can shoot supersonic ammo. We like the 110 VMAX bullet in the supersonic ammo with a 7-twist barrel. About 20 grains of Hodgson's H110 is the preferred load. And then we like a 250 or 260 grain 30 cal with 41 Hodgson's 4198 powder in a 250 grain subsonic. And that is a very, very effective subsonic round. You're probably running, I think, about 9.6 grains, depending on your barrel length. But you want to keep the velocity under 1,020 feet per second. Between 980 and 1,020 feet per second is perfect for Texas. If you're in super cold weather up north, you may want to be around 940 to 960 feet per second. Because remember, the supersonic crack changes based on the air temperature. So in warm environments, the speed of sound is higher. It's over 1,020 feet per second. It's usually about 1,100 to 1,120 feet per second. And in cold weather, you can get a supersonic crack on a bullet at 1,000 feet per second. So depending on your weather, depending on where your geographical location is with the 300 blackout, if you know how to tune these tools, you can have a really effective system.
Okay.
Now with the 1.7 twist.
We'll get back to our conversation and wrap this up after the break. Everybody, hold on.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, what's, you got more for Jonathan there, Sam?
I think Jonathan had an additional question. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, I think you recommended a 1-7 twist on the barrel. Is that does that come in a 16-inch?
Yeah, I would absolutely. I would not buy a 300 blackout unless it was a 16-inch barrel, pistol length gas port, 1-7 twist, nitrided barrel, Adams Arms piston kit. Those are the basic requirements. And the reason is because if you buy something in that configuration, you have a really good chance of being able to run supersonic ammo and then switch your gas adjustment to a subsonic ammo and be able to run both of them reliably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Okay. We're not going to take any more calls. We're just about out of time. Got less than 2 minutes here, Sam, for you to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, like you've always said, John, never, ever, ever give up your rifles. Guys, either you fight for your rights in the state that you live, or you move to a state where you can collectively fight for your rights. I mean, those are your choices. Giving up your guns, hiding stuff, burying stuff underground is absolutely silly. We're past that point. We know better. The only way we lose is if they convince us to give up. And I, for one, am not going to give up on this country. I'm not going to give up on this republic. And I'm certainly not going to encourage anyone else to, because I know what's coming if we do, and it's not good. So be a man, grow a spine, get the right equipment, prepare for what's coming, and be willing to stand up for the truth and stand up for what's right.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. That's good advice, and I hope everybody will pay heed, Sam. Well, have a great week. We'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
John, thank you as always. Don't forget to donate to RBN. They're one of the few sources of truth out there. John, let freedom ring. I'll talk to you next week, God willing.
Roger that. Okay, what a show. Always excellent, our Farmers Monday, and our visit with Andrew with EMP Shield. Usual lineup this week, we have a new guest for the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Cindy Smith, and looking forward to our visit tomorrow. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy cleaning, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the largest beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.